Don't forget to text in your cups for round 21 of the National Rugby League. We're looking forward to this. We start with the Knights taking on the Broncos. Big news, big news. He mentioned that, Jared Wallace. He believes the Knights might be the team to go on a bit of a run. Well, this is going to help. Mitchell Pearce back in the number 7 jumper. The bad news, however, no Jaden Brayley into the side. So that is the bad news. For the Brisbane Broncos, no Coates. Turpin, he's out. Or Staggs, Tony Staggs. So that is a big, big win as far as...
He's out for the year, isn't he? Staggsy?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so that is a big, big tick as far as the Knights supporters are concerned. Gentlemen, do we have a cup for the Knights taking on the Broncos?
Travis Waddell cup.
Yep. You got a few. Rattle them off.
It was Corbin Sims.
Neville Costigan.
Big Darius.
Okay, can I throw one at you?
Yeah, of course you can.
Does this get over? Does the Robbie Ross Cup get over the line?
Ooh. Yeah.
It's a sneaky cup, isn't it?
We happy with that?
Happy with that.
Okay, well, let's confirm. We move on to the Raiders take on the Dragons, Brooksy.
All right, so I hope you guys have got enough time for the ins for the Dragons. The Raiders pretty much the same as the team they put out last week. You got Blake Laurie, Jack Bird, he's going to be at fullback, Jack DeBellin, Josh Maguire, Michele Ravalawa, and Zach Lomax. We haven't seen him since round 8.
Mm.
Massive inclusion. So everyone's been saying the Dragons are on the slide, but some massive inclusions there for the Raiders game, who are still missing a few players. Dufty and Alvaro are back, but they're going to be on the extended bench. And the halves combination is going to be Corey Norman and Adam Clune. So Hunt and Sullivan, who are the starting halves. Obviously, Hunt's out for 4 to 5 weeks the rest of the season. But yeah, Norman and Clune move into the halves for that game. My cup... There's so many options because remember there was an era where there was the Dragons couldn't win against the Raiders, so they just kept signing players like Bronson Harrison, Joel Thompson.
Yeah. Beautiful.
But my favourite was just before that. He won a premiership with us. It's the Michael Wayman Cup.
Oh, yes.
There's a statue down at Maruya of him. He has to be.
Mick Wayman Cup.
Mick Wayman. Yeah. Snoopy Collins Cup.
Oh, yes. Snoopy Collins.
That's a good one.
You could have the Simon Wolford, the Germ.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Germ Shield.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sammy Williams.
Williams.
That's current.
That's a Bang. Current. Yeah.
Give yourself one of those ticks.
Bang.
Gibbo.
Well done, Gibbo.
My turn.
Okay, we move on to Fletcher. This is a massive game. Loving this.
And
Eels take on the Rabbitohs.
Guess what? He's back to lead them through the promised land. Moses.
Is he back?
He's back.
Wow.
He's going to part
this
that
is a great
seat.
Round.
Mitchell Moses is back. He's named. But they lose Campbell Gillard. He's done his groin, so he's out.
Yep.
And for the Bunnies, big in, Cameron Murray. He's back from suspension. So Jaden Sua moves back to the bench. That's the only change. Oh, Benji Marshall, actually, is back in the 17. And... that is about it because Campbell Graham and Liam Knight both failed HIAs.
Have they confirmed whether Phil Howlett will be on the scene to watch?
The Philly Howlett. No, but we've got a couple. And our listeners have actually...
Yeah.
We've got the Philly Philly Moy. Moy.
Cup, oh, yes.
Cup. Paul Stringer.
Stringer.
Yes.
Yeah. The Wade McKinnon. But I've gone with the Jason Bell.
Oh. Chrissy Sandow.
There's a million of them.
It's the Jason Bell Bell, isn't it?
Jason Bell Bell.
Very good. Very good, Fletch. We move on to the next game. Warriors taking on the Sharks, Gibbo.
So the Warriors have got a few inclusions. Big names. So Adam Fanua Blake is back. Chanel Harris-Tavita is back. Ooh. And Matt Lodge is back.
Good side. Well, see, the last game they played together, those two front rows were enormous.
Well, they had to play nearly 70-odd minutes because the Warriors were down to no one on the bench. So it's good for the Warriors. They had a good win against the Tigers last week. So hopefully they'll be in for a big match. For the Sharks, obviously they played last night. Jesse Ramien should be back from the ear infection, so that'll push Talakai, who I thought was pretty impressive. He had a tough job against Tommy Turbo, but he's moved back into the second row. But for the Cups, I had Brett Seymour last week, so he's a man that's there. Jeremy Lattimore, but he's played for nearly every club, so he could be. But I'm going to go with Henry Perrineau.
Oh, solid.
Yes. The whistle.
Solid.
Yes.
He does all three.
The Henry Perrineau plate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's confirmed. Rightio, back to me. This is another cracking game. It's a brilliant round of rugby league. Roosters taking on the Panthers. Dale Copley debuts for the Roosters on the wing. So he comes into the side, Dale Copley.
Now, well, he doesn't really debut. because he's been there before.
Oh, that's right. He has been there before.
So he's re-debuted.
Club debut.
Yes, RDing. Now, for the Penrith Panthers, this bloke is debuting for the club. Tevita Pangai Jr. He goes onto the bench. And back into the side, Apisai Korosau, extended bench Tyrone May, jersey number 21.
He won't play.
Nathan Cleary.
He won't play. My spies tell me he won't play.
You reckon they'll just keep planting him there just to prime us for him and then one day just go boom.
Yeah. Optimus priming.
Yes. Anyway, looking forward to the Ned Kadich Cup.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good one.
There's a couple of beauties. There's the Graham Mackay Cup.
Oh, yes.
There's the Peter Jorgensen Cup.
Yeah.
There's the Richie Feioso Cup.
Richie Feioso.
Yeah.
He was a good player, Richie Feioso.
He was.
He was a very good
player. He was frightening to play against.
Any more?
I'm sure there would be. We've had the Jamie Soward.
Yes.
Mossy Masoi.
Mossy Masoi. Of course he has. Well done there. So this is another great game. Seagulls take on the Storm, Brooksy.
The Battle of Brookie at nowhere else but Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane. So, yeah, the Seagulls are looking pretty much the same as last night's game. The Storm, pretty much the same. Kafusi's out, so Lewis comes into the starting lineup. Chris Lewis, and Tom Eisenhuth goes onto the bench. So he's Harry Grant, Tom Eisenhuth, Jordan Grant, Ryan Pappenhausen. Wow. Having Grant and Pappenhausen on your bench. That's amazing. So, yeah, big game. There's only a few players that have played Manly Melbourne when I did a little research over the last 24 hours. Like, there's Matt Orford, you know, great halfback.
Yep.
There's Nate Miles.
Yep.
Nate Miles. Yeah.
Nate Miles. Only played one game at Manly in 2017. Ben McDougall.
Yep.
Ian Donnelly. But Stephen Bell is the bell we're playing for. So there's two bells this round.
Two bells. What about the Willie Lation medal?
Yes. Willie Lation.
Did he play Northern Eagles?
Did he play Northern Eagles? No, it's just still a stinky.
That can count.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah. No, I was just doing Manly Melbourne ones. So the Northern Eagles ones are definite.
He's a North Sydney Bear, Willie Lation.
Yeah.
North Sydney Bear.
Terrific left foot step. Brings me to Sunday, 2 p.m. Is that my game?
Yes.
Okay. It's the Dogs versus the West Tigers at Redcliffe, Morton Daly Stadium. Got to always check it daily. And let's have a look. Kyle Flanagan has again been dumped. Gosh, he's in, he's out. So he's out. Rookie Bailey Biondi Otto gets his first NRL start.
At what number, six?
At six.
Yep.
And Jake Avrillo, do you know? He'll be to halfback. West Tigers, as expected, Moses Mbai steps in at fullback. Dane Laurie broke his Neville. That was horrific. Brings him right back in it.
Yeah.
Brings him right. And James Tamo is back on deck. Had a foot injury. Good on you, James Tamo. So what they're doing, they're playing for the Robbie Mears medal.
Yes. Yeah, that's very good. I don't think it'll pip the Robbie Mears medal, but I don't know whether this should be the Jackson Kafusi Cup or the Macassini Richter Cup, right? So I played with Jackson Kafusi at the West Tigers.
Yeah, he was a winger.
Yeah, very good winger. Yeah. Very, very good winger. Played 2 years at West Tigers.
He strangled me one day. I nearly passed out.
Jackson Kafusi.
Off the field or on?
On the field. He got me in a headlock. You know when those blokes don't realise how strong they are?
Yeah.
Mate, I fainted.
Did you?
Oh, he got around, you know, in the old days.
He was a good player, mate.
He was that strong.
Yes.
I had to tap out.
So do you know who Macassini Richter is?
No, I know the name.
Yeah. So Jackson Kafusi.
Oh, same bloke.
So he played 2 years at the West Tigers, went missing for about 4 years. And then I remember walking into Belmore Oval and reserve grade game was getting played. And I said, Jackson. He goes, no, Jackson. Macassini Richter now. So that's what he changed his name to, Macassini Richter. And having played for both the Bulldogs and the West Tigers.
Was his nickname off that?
Off the Jackson.
Yes. So anyone else? Got any other names?
Nah, it was a text. Bruce Mears. Maguire.
Bruiser.
Old school.
Yeah, Bruiser.
Dalmain, Canterbury.
Matty Utai?
Yes.
Utai.
Yes.
Yeah, Jamal Idris? Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, they qualified.
That counts as well. Titans versus the Cowboys, Gibbo. Take us home.
So I'll quickly get the team news out of the way because I got some beauties here. But so we heard from Jared Wallace. Jamal Fogarty's been named in the 21. He's probably not going to play. Paddy Herbert's back. Ehsan Masters out. David Fifita's been named to start in the side, but every week he's been switching at the last moment. So we'll wait and see what happens there. For the Cowboys, big news, Val Holmes is back. So unfortunately, Jake Granville goes back to the bench. Oh, I thought he's been all right.
Oh, he was very good.
A dummy half. But yeah, Val Holmes, which will be a big inclusion for the Cowboys, who had a pretty poor performance against the Broncos. But what we've all been waiting for. So I've got three names here, and we'll choose one of these. Nene McDonald.
Oh, beautiful.
Who's left. He's gone to North Devils. He was at Cronulla, but he's played a few games for them. Clint Amos.
Oh, yes.
Who was on the block. He played a few games with dummy half,
Oh, how do you beat that?
Well, I think I will, Joel.
Oh, yes. Come on, Joel.
It's not Matt Bowen. It's not Javid Bowen. It's Brenton Bowen. Now, Brenton Bowen played 50 games over 5 years of first grade. He played 5 years at North Queensland and then 5 games for the Gold Coast Titans in 2008.
Nice.
So I propose it's a Brenton Bowen shield.
Rubber stamped.
We've just got a text from Jimmy Smith, Jamal Alesi.
Oh, that's for the Tigers. Jamal Alesi.